Welcome back to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. I am a mental health professional and a trauma specialist among many specialties I work at. I am the director, the clinical and executive director of the Arden Counseling Center, Arden Community Wellness Center, and several other organizations. I am here with my co-host Rob Hubler today, who will talk about an incredible show, third in our series on PTSD in Africa. And today we are talking to South Africa.
And this is Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. That's our program.
At KRUU FM 100.1, and everything is archived there. If you can't find it, please email us at mentalhealthmatters@kruufm.com. Rob, why don't you introduce our guest today?
Well, I think I'll let somebody else introduce them, but we have two people from the Maharishi Institute in South Africa. And which one is them up first?
I am Letsiwe Lushaba. Okay. Hi, everyone.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. What time is it in South Africa right now?
It's 5:30.
Ah, so it's getting late there. Okay. So I'm so glad you're joining us. This is so fantastic. Tell us about yourself and why we're talking to you today.
My name is Letsiwe Lushaba. I'm 26 years old. I'm originally from KZN and currently live in Johannesburg with my younger sister. I completed my matric in 2005. I am here today to talk about my TM, Transcendental Meditation, experience.
Okay.
What kind of challenges did you face before you started TM?
Before I learned TM, I, especially in my family, I used to shout at everyone. We are struggling in my family. I had a lot of stresses, less confidence in everything that I wanted to do. I had a lot of stresses and, it's the stresses that I had.
What age did these things take place?
Sorry?
How old were you when you first started realizing these things?
I was 22 years old. It was 2010 when I had a lot of stresses.
And you started TM in 2010 also?
I started learning TM in 2011, I came here at Maharishi Institute in South Africa. Before I came here at Maharishi, I was less confident, shy, and I thought I was just wasting my time because of the situation I was facing. I was less understanding in class, always having negative thought about studying here at Maharishi Institute. But since they taught me Transcendental Meditation, I always feel that blissful within myself. I am able to understand better in class, unlike before. And now I can manage my stresses and I can take the correct decision that works for me.
So are you a participant in the PTSD study?
Yes.
So what particular trauma, if you don't mind telling us a little bit about, what's the real trauma that happened to you?
Yes. Especially in my family. It was 2007 when my parents passed away. I had no one who can pay for me to tertiary as I wanted to further my studies, until I decided to look for the job opportunities in Mpumalanga here in South Africa. It affected me because when time goes on, my contract was terminated while I was working and I wanted to do computer studies. and I couldn't finish paying.
Okay. So the specific trauma that you had was that your parents died and that you had no money. Is that correct? Or was there some circumstances to how your parents died?
There was no one who can support me in paying in tertiary.
I see. What happened to your parents that they both died all of a sudden?
My mother died and they were sick in 2008, and my father died in 2007.
I see. And so you had quite a bit of difficult times.
Yes.
And that caused you to have some traumatic stress?
Yes, I had a lot of stresses. I didn't know what to do because I wanted to go to tertiary. So there was no one who can support me financially.
So, go ahead.
How did you find out about the Maharishi Institute?
My sister, who was living here in Johannesburg, she called me. It was 2010. She called me that there's a school that is offering free studies. So I came here in 2011, and then I started to attend here at Maharishi Institute.
What was life before you came there? What was going on in your mind? How were you living?
Since I came here at Maharishi Institute, I can see my changes. I can feel that inner bliss, and I can see my life is going forward. I can see many changes in my life.
Like what?
As I wanted to do business studies, now I'm doing, it's my last year now, and I think after graduation, I will get my degree certificate, and then I will get the job. I think I will make change, a big change in my family.
Well, it sounds like you've made a great change, because now you're on a radio program broadcast all over the Midwest in Iowa, and that's something that probably you didn't do before you came to the Maharishi Institute.
Yes,
that's wonderful.
Big change. Yes, it's a big change in my life.
What will you do when you leave school? You said you're going to be do some business.
Yes.
What would you like to create for your life now? What do you see your future?
After graduation, I would be happy if I can get a job working as a payroll administrator in a big company. And there's a company that I know is in Mpumalanga here in South Africa called Soso. And yeah, I will be happy if I can get the job and I can able to start my own business back in where I come from, in rural area.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You're listening to
Yes, and I also want to teach, to go back where I come from and teach those young youth to do transcendental meditation as it helps me.
That's great. Is she a teacher? Okay.
You are listening to KRUU FM 100.1 on your FM dial. We're listening to PTSD from Africa. We're talking to somebody from South Africa. Wonderful, interesting story. Can you tell us what life like? Are you from South Africa or are you from someplace else?
I am from South Africa.
And what was your town like before you went to, where are you in now? And what was it like, what was life like, and what is it like now?
My life before learning transcendental meditation.
No. What was the town? Where, what was, just living wherever you were living?
I am originally from KZN. Currently, KwaZulu-Natal. Currently, I live in Johannesburg. And in KZN, it was a good, because we were the youth that follows culture.
Tell us more about that.
We were following culture and, we were respecting other elder people. Everyone was, it was peaceful to live there. Everyone was respectful. And I grew up in an area that is more disciplined.
Okay. And now you're a student here. How much longer do you have?
Here. It's my fifth year now.
I see. So you're almost done.
It's my last year now.
Okay. And is it different living in a big city where you're at?
At first, it was a little bit different, but now everything is fine. I'm enjoying, and especially here at Maharishi Institute, I find a right place for me. Here at Maharishi, there is that peaceful in the institute.
So you like the school?
I like that.
You're enjoying the school?
I am enjoying.
Is there any message that you would like to give to other people about, the types of problems you have and how to handle them?
Yes. I would like to leave the message. Here at school, they taught us the 16 principles, and I liked the one that says, in every action has a reaction, which means if you work hard at the end, you will get what you desire. And they always say, water the roots to enjoy the fruits. So, which means everyone, if you want something good in your life, you must work hard and take the good advice from others. So, that will change your life. No one can change your life except yourself.
That's really good information. That's right.
Take responsibility for yourself, and then you could transform the world around you. That's fantastic. All right, we're going to have another speaker on. Is there anything else you'd like to say before the other speaker comes on?
I would like to just say thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Over to Mr. Mabila.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Mabila. How are you?
Mabila.
Mabila.
Very well, thank you. Mabila, yes.
Ah, wonderful.
Thank you very much.
I'm so glad you're with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're talking to us today.
Thank you very much, really, for having us on your show today. Really appreciate this opportunity. My name is Peter Mabila. I'm from South Africa. And from a place called Bushbuck Ridge, somewhere near the Kruger National Park. And at the current moment, I'm working for the Maharishi Invincibility Institute. It's a consciousness-based organization, similar to the organization that I studied at. So I came all the way from Mpumalanga in the year 2000 to study at a place called Cedar City Campus, which was founded by Dr. Teddy Blecher and Dr. Richard Pike, who are also the founders or co-founders of Maharishi Invincibility Institute. So now that I've graduated and managed to do some consulting work as well as community work, so I've been in my community to do that, and now I felt that it's about time for me to really give back even more at a deeper level by then coming here to Maharishi Invincibility Institute to offer my services. So I'm finding it really very much wonderful being here.
What is it you do there?
I'm the academic coordinator for the institute, responsible for all the academic programs.
So what does that mean? Tell somebody who doesn't know what that means.
What it essentially means is that really I'm responsible for ensuring that all the activities in the academic in the whole academic calendar, it's properly run. Responsible for all the faculty scheduling the lectures, and as well as coordinating with our partner organizations, and that we are in partnership with Maharishi University of Management. And Maharishi University of Management in Fairfield, Iowa. It's very interesting that today we're talking on a radio that is in Fairfield, Iowa. So Maharishi University of Management in Fairfield, Iowa is the one that is actually conferring the business degree to our students via distance education.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
How did you become involved with the institute, and what did you do before that?
What I did before that was that actually I studied for Cedar City campus, which was founded by the same people who actually started Maharishi University of who started Maharishi Invincibility Institute in Johannesburg. So I used to do community work, and as part of that, I sent about 660 students to study here at Maharishi Institute. And therefore, what therefore happened is that I felt as well that it would be good for me to actually contribute more by being there to offer service instead of just sending students, because those students were from my rural community in Mpumalanga and Bushbuckridge. So that's really what I used to do, coordinate community activities, sporting activities, cultural activities with the local schools at home, over and above that, ensuring that these, because the Kruger National Park, for instance, there are some private game reserves within the Kruger National Park. And in those particular areas, when the Kruger Park was built, people were moved out of their original homes. So now they have a mandate to ensure that they support the local communities. So I was responsible to ensure that there's that kind of good relationship between these private game reserves with the communities. Because some of the community were feeling that they were robbed off their land when the Kruger Park and those private game reserves were taken. So that relationship, just managing that relationship with the community, doing community work, so that the community can feel that they are also benefiting from the nature reserve.
Okay, so you were a community, let me get this straight, you were a community organizer in this small town that was established right at this game reserve, and the game reserve essentially kicked out people from the game reserve, and then you were helping them resettle. Am I misunderstanding something here?
Yes. Just to clarify there, when the Kruger National Park, was built in those old good days.
Yeah.
During the apartheid days.
Ah.
Now, black people were moved out of that area so that the national park can be built. So they were moved into just the surrounding areas there. So now with the new government, the one that we have now, there's been a mandate that because this is a treasure, it's a national treasure, the nature reserve, it's a treasure. Communities need to recognize that as well, that they shouldn't feel that because they've moved out of their original land, they don't benefit from the thing. So I was managing that because my degree is in social development. I've got a degree in bachelor's degree in business administration, and I also have now in social and economic development, a master's in social and economic development. So I was tasked with this responsibility of ensuring that there's that kind of good relationship between the nature reserve as well as the communities. So that was really what I was mainly doing there, and part of that was ensuring that there are some projects that are done by the nature reserve in order to uplift the community. So as part of doing that, I therefore brought in students or children of the people who are working in the nature reserve to study with Maharishi Invincibility Institute in Johannesburg. So I ended up then joining the Maharishi Invisibility Institute as part of that particular process.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. So you, by chance, sort of recommended people to come here. It sounds like 60 people to come to this school.
I thought you said 600.
How many people?
60.
Yeah, thanks. 60. And you recommended people come to the school, and you're trying to do community development, and you thought, wow, I should actually maybe be more part of this school in this place.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yes, it's also because at Cedar City Campus, I learned transcendental meditation myself. So I was very much close to the whole philosophy and understanding the value of doing this in an education environment. And because Maharishi Invisibility Institute was just starting then, it really needed all of us to support. It needed people who understood the model of conscious-based education, which was founded by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. So I felt that I'll be more useful in such kind of an environment than trying to address community politics.
Yes. Right. Absolutely. By the way, you're listening to KRUU FM 100.1 on your FM dial. Please email us if you've got any questions at mentalhealthmatters@kruufm.com. And today we're talking to South Africa. And you learned meditation and you found that a useful tool for yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, very much so. Because really, as we know the history of South Africa, there's been a lot of challenges that black South Africans have experienced in the past. And I'm also not exempt from that because I was raised by a single mother. My parents divorced when I was just 7 years old. And as part of that, there's been a lot of anger in me. And you can imagine if one is coming from a rural area as well, the schools are not as developed as in cities like Johannesburg, so to say. So now there's been challenges that I faced when I came into Johannesburg to study. And when I learned TM myself, I found it very much useful, and I thought that it's going to really help a lot when I brought in more of my people from the community that I came from to study here, so that there could be more of us who really are exposed to this particular wonderful technique.
Wow. Okay. And so. What else did you do to transform your life? You learned meditation, you tried to make a difference in your community, and by doing that, it helped you to get over your anger and stress so that you could make a bigger difference in the lives of others? Is that how you'd say that?
Yeah, yes, more so. And now that I'm actually a coordinated Maharishi Invisibility Institute, I'm seeing things even more differently in that we've seen a lot of development from our students who came almost from a similar background that I came from. We've seen that through the practice of transcendental meditation as part of the academic program, students tend to get increased intelligence and have clarity of memory, and they've got really a broader comprehension. More so, they perform better in their academic studies. And what is more interesting is that in South African schools, as we know them, even tertiary or higher education institutes, we find that students tend to have they tend to use substances like alcohol, drugs, and all that. But in our school here, our students really use such kind of substances. In fact, I have not seen them doing that within our vicinity here, and more so in that some of the schools, there is a lot of violence within the school. You find that now the school, the government has hired security guards. Sometimes teachers will be afraid to go to a classroom because kids will be carrying guns and knives. So, and we don't have that at Maharishi Institute, and the simple thing we do is we teach our students transcendental meditation. So not only does it improve their intelligence and all that, but it also makes them to have better social behavior amongst themselves. And really, This is something that we witness, not only because we see it on the scientific research, but we actually witness it on daily life, and we can see the difference that the Transcendental Meditation technique has made. And really, it's something that we see that we recommend any particular academic institution to have if they want progress for their young people and if they want really progress for their country. So this is the way to go to ensure that offer whatever you have to offer in terms of academic programs. As part of that, have transcendental meditation, which will really make all the learners as well as faculty be better people.
That's a great message. And you know, many of the things that you're describing about the conditions there, they're the same here. I mean, you know, we have the same problems in schools and we have the same problems in our society and everything. And I really appreciate your analysis or your sharing with us your personal experience. But, you know, just to finish up here, what personal message would you like to give to other people?
Really, I'd like to just share a quick quote from Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of consciousness-based education, which I find very profound in education today. He said the following words, generation after generation, man is born anew. Each generation gives rise to new aspirations in life and brings a new quest for fulfillment. Each man needs a sound physical and mental health, greater ability in action, a greater capacity to think clearly, increased efficiency in work, and more loving and rewarding relationships with others. He needs enough vitality and intelligence to satisfy the desires of his mind and bring contentment to his life. We have seen that all this can be gained through the regular practice of transcendental meditation. This is by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of transcendental meditation and the consciousness-based education worldwide.
Okay, that's fantastic. And through your involvement with the school there, you're finding, coming back to PTSD, we just only have a minute left here, you're finding that it's been very powerful in terms of, again, I understand the meditation's been useful, but also developing a community without that violence now, without the need to run away to drugs or alcohol or anything else, that people can actually re-engage because their brains are changing.
No, definitely so. Really, would like to recommend that transcendental meditation be introduced to almost all academic institutions for us to gain, to really be able to address all the challenges that we have in our schools. Because really it's just one solution to all problems that we are facing for our youth. Because if people are misbehaving, it means they're not happy inside. There's something inside them that makes them not to behave well. Therefore, if you give them something, a technique, which is natural, easy to practice, therefore you're allowing them to deal with those issues in a way which is going to be productive for everyone in society. So it has really helped us in South Africa, and we believe that this could help anyone whoever wants to introduce it in their academic setting, or in just even a person in a family who wants to have a happier family, this is it's for them as well.
Wow, thank you very, very much. It's been exciting talking to you and talking to what's going on there. We ought to have you here in the United States doing the same thing here. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. See you next week, guys.